Union leaders and a religious opposition confront a brutal dictator. That's not Cairo. That's union leader Lech Wałęsa back in 1980 when the Polish Pope-inspired pro-democracy movement called Solidarity mobilized workers and students in Poland and transformed the face of Europe.
But it took years. In Egypt, trade unions have now entered the fray in a battle between the workers and the government. The national economy becomes a hostage.
Solidarity, Egyptian style. The Arabic word is detadamun. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Workers with the keys to the Egyptian economy, how pivotal could they be in the pro-democracy uprising in Egypt? A discussion on this Thursday, February 10th.
And the unions are actually part of the reason that the labor unrest is growing in Egypt, giving new momentum to the anti-government protests there. This morning, bus drivers and public transport workers joined thousands of state employees in a nationwide strike, calling for an end to the Mubarak regime. Thousands of doctors and lawyers have also joined the walkout, and a few thousand protesters remain in Cairo's Tahrir Square for a 17th day. That's despite another warning of a crackdown by the government this morning. Egypt's foreign minister says the military is poised to intervene if the protests continue. We're joined again by Ahmed El Gadara, a protester who is now on his way to Tahrir Square. Good morning, Ahmed.
Good morning.
I understand there's also a massive rally called for tomorrow, and it seems there's a number of forces at play. You're continuing to get threats from the government. The labor unions have joined the protesters, at least in face. Do you expect the escalation of tensions to continue, or at some point there's got to be a break?
We are doing some pressure on the government now after the labor unions joined us. Tomorrow will be very massive, I believe, because Egyptians from all over Egypt are traveling now, as I'm talking to you, to Cairo, so they can spend the night in the Tahrir Square and join us from the very early hours of the morning in our protests. We're going to make it a massive one this time. We have been waiting for 1 week to have any solid actions from the government. They did nothing at all. This is we didn't expect this from them. So tomorrow we're gonna increase our protests through many squares, not only Tahrir Square, many squares in Cairo. I believe there will be four squares joining us.
Is the aim to bring the economy, to bring labor to a standstill?
Not the aim, but the labor unions found that the government is using them against us, which is not fair. So they started since the day before yesterday to join us gradually. Yesterday and today, we got some confirmations from many labor unions that they are going to join us. So they know what they are doing. We are all seeking what's good for our country, not what the government wants.
Well, stay safe. That's Ahmed El Gadara on his way to Tahrir Square, a protester there. Thank you, Ahmed.
More from that protester and other voices at the Wave of Change podcast, which you can find on our website at takeaway.org. And more discussion of the importance of the labor unions coming right up. Suicide bomber who killed 31 Pakistani soldiers this morning at an army training camp is being linked to the Pakistani Taliban. The bomber was reportedly a teenager dressed in a school uniform. India and Pakistan agreed this morning to restart formal peace talks frozen after the 2008 Mumbai attacks. And in Washington, Republicans hunting for deep spending cuts. They've laid out a plan to eliminate 60 whole federal programs, family planning services, public broadcasting among them.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,239, the S&P at 1,320, the NASDAQ at 2,789. Well, coming up this morning, we will trace President Obama's heritage all the way back 23 generations to Africa with the man who's done the research, and a follow-up with you on our conversation about an iPhone app that helps Catholics get to confession. But first, Egypt's protest movement with new support from the labor unions. That's discussion in a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.